Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Thank you so much. I could give you my T. Chalidi's number if you like mine. I'm happy to give you her number. She ships. Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning, Erev Shabbos. I hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting week. So tonight we have two sponsors. I'll give them in the order that I received them. I just want to say a word about the sponsors. When I thank the sponsors and say the dedication, you have to understand this year is almost 3 years. And it's not through an organization or a shul, or it's just run on you ladies. So it's a tremendous chuyos, I hope, for you and your families and all the sponsorship dedications and our shir chabura and everyone who is involved in this shir. You have tremendous chuyos of the Harbatzas HaTorah and Be'ezras Hashem working on ourselves and our Avodas Hashem. So it's no one should think it's like lip service when I start the shir with these few minutes. It's very, very important, and it's all of you who keep the shir going. So truly, Mika Amcha Yisrael. So first of all, I think she's not here, and she always joins our shir. Yeah, bad. But Aviva Hach's niece, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, is sponsoring in honor of Aviva Hach. She joins every week, and I see she's not here. So she'll hopefully listen on the recording. Sponsored by Michal Frankel in honor of her aunt, Aviva Hach, on the occasion of Aviva Hach's grandson's bar mitzvah, Yehuda. And Michal wrote about her aunt, Aviva, thank you for everything you do for the family and for the greater klal, and she wishes you a big mazel tov. So it is sponsored by Michal Frankel in honor of her aunt, Aviva Hach, on the occasion of Yehuda Hach's bar mitzvah. Mazel tov to the whole family. I thought that was very beautiful. And once again, Tizkei Mitzvos and Maisim Tovim, they sponsored last week and they're sponsoring this week again. Sponsored by Neil Gittleman, MD and Associates Pediatrics, Lakewood, New Jersey, and by Marilyn Gittleman. Marilyn wrote the Zecher Nishmas her father, Saul Gertzberg, Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha, whose 20th yurtzeit is 14 Tevis, was 14 Tevis, and his stepsister Brenda Gottfried, Branya Bastov, whose first yurtzeit was 15 Tevis. And she wrote, Marilyn, I remember the bullet marks in my father's back. At 9 years old, he was told to strip and he was shot. He survived in the woods, however, without family. Despite his experience, he always was loving and supportive. Brenda watched her mother die in the boat a day before they arrived in America. But no one knew a more fun and generous soul. After all their trauma, they chose to be nurturing and generous people. So for the Aliyah Neshama of Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha, and Branya Bastov, Aleha HaShalom. And we thank both Michal Frankel and Neil Gittleman, MD and Associates Pediatrics, Lakewood, New Jersey, for their sponsorship of tonight's shir. So we're going to be continuing the mission that we started last time, but I prepared a whole different shir because you'll see why. Okay? Obviously a whole different shir. I'm not teaching what I taught last time. The mission that we're learning, okay, is Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Yehuda ben Tema says, last time we spoke about the life of Yehuda ben Tema and some of the teachings and the meanings of the Mishnah. Heve az kinamer, be strong as a leopard. The kal kinesher, so I really don't like to translate the word nesher, but light as a eagle slash vulture, majestic strong bird. The rats kitzvi, and be swift like a deer. Vigibor ka'ari, and strong like a lion. Lasso ritzon avicha shabashamayim, to do your will of your father in heaven. If you remember last time, I said I should have had my son send me the pictures from the shul in Krasnik so I could share them with you. So after this year, I did ask him to send them to me, and I sent them to myself. I downloaded them, so I just want to share a couple of the pictures. I told you that my son was the first and so far only person in our family to go back to my grandfather's town. My grandfather was a survivor. He lost his wife and his first wife and daughter and his whole family in the Holocaust. And my son went back to the shul in Krasnik and to my grandfather's town. I'm not showing you the picture of my son standing in front of the sign that says Krasnik, but this is in Krasnik. And I told you that the night that they were there in the shul, a group of Israeli soldiers on their education awareness trip was also there, and they davened marav and they sang and they danced together in the ruins of the shul. What I'd like to show you is you can clearly see the frescoes and the paintings on the wall and the remnants of the words from the Mishnah. So I just, very moving. Here we go. Can you see? No? Yes, you can see. Right here it says Kal Kinesher at the top. I mean, it's ruins. You realize that, right? This is a destroyed shul from the Nazis. Everyone going back, it's 1923, okay? Going back 80 years ago. But this is, you can see the wings of the bird, and it says Kal Kinesher. Malki Sultan, can you see Kal Kinesher on top? Because you said you could see, yeah? Yeah? So, oh, hi! Oh my gosh, I'm talking about you! He just walked in from New Jersey, unplanned. Come here.
Okay.
I don't think Bobby's in. She's out of town. Look what's on the screen, what I'm screen sharing.
Oh, sure.
Ah, didn't I just say I asked myself after the show I wanted to show you the only one who's in Krasnik? Yeah, here he is. I didn't know he was going to walk in. So can you see it says, that's such a shkacha. Can you see it says Kal Kinesher? Okay, so you see that this is what they painted. This is the Mishnah that they chose to depict on the Shul in Krasnik to rouse the Yidden, to remind them that we have to be swift or light as a bird, as a strong bird, to do our will in Father in Heaven. So this is one. Okay, I'm going to show you a few of them. That's Kal Kinesher. One second. Here is... One second. Which one am I showing you? Bear with me, okay? Please bear with me. Oh, can you see? It says Kinamar. Yes? Okay. So that's the leopard, the head. You can't see the head anymore. Again, you're looking at ruins, and you see people holding their camera up. But you can see that here it would say Az Kinamar, because you could see the word Namar right here. You could see the picture of the leopard. Again, this is the ruins of the shul in Krasnik, where my son, who was just on the screen, Baruch Hashem was zocheh to be. Also, here you can see the group of Israeli soldiers. What happened? You were in the shul and the Israeli soldiers came in?
No, we walked in. They were already there.
Oh, they walked in, his group, on the Heritage? What you?
It was Heritage.
You could tell them.
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to tell you.
We walked into my great-grandfather's shul, and there was an entire platoon of Israeli soldiers, and when we walked in, they were in the middle of dancing and singing Am Yisrael Chai, which... Talk about, you know, getting chills. That was...
And you said it was a very hard day. Was that the day that you... I don't remember which camp you were in that day.
I don't remember which camp was that day. But it was at the end of a very long and emotional day. And that was pretty cool to see Jews in army uniforms from the State of Israel singing Am Yisrael Chai in my great-grandfather's shul, which was... unbelievable.
Can you see the picture on the screen, ladies, what I'm showing you? Yeah, so this is so.
And it was a big zchus. I got to daven Mariv in my great-grandfather's shul, and then I actually picked up a piece of rubble that had fallen off a wall, and I got to bring it home for my grandmother. It's from her father's shul. I got to bring her home a piece of her father's shul. So that was one of the highlights of the trip, I'll say.
Thank you, dear. You can see here on the wall, you could see the Aseres HaDibros on the stone tablets. And here, to the left of the Aseres HaDibros, you could see the lion. And to the right, that's where the other picture was. So you see the ruins of the shul, but you could clearly see the two that I showed you, the Az Kinamar, bold as a leopard, and Kal Kinesher, be light as an eagle, or eagle, vulture, however we're supposed to translate it exactly. Quite incredible. Thank you so much, Aryeh. Okay, so this is the Mishnah I want to talk about. Before we go any further, what I want to do now is quote from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? How does the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, begin? Rav Yosef Karo, compiled in the 1500s, magnum opus of Halacha. How does he begin his entire work of Halacha in Jewish life? Okay? Very often you ask a shayla and you're told, and sometimes you just got the psak and sometimes you're told, the Shulchan Aruch says, what is the opening sentence? Yisgaber ke'ari la'amod baboker. You must rouse yourself like a lion to get up in the morning, la'avodas baro, by the way, his name is Aryeh. No joke, the one who was just talking to you. His name is Aryeh. Yisgaber ka'ari la'amod baboker. You must rouse yourself, strengthen with courage, be a gibor, like an ari, to rouse yourself in the morning, la'avodas baro, for the work of his creator, sheyehehu me'orah hashachar. You should wake up the morning. So in other words, the morning should awake you up. You should preempt the morning. You should be up before the morning is up. What are the first two words? Yisgaber ka'ari. And what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema omer? Gibor ka'ari. So this is clear where the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, quoting the Mishnah, you must be like an Ari to wake up in the morning. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, along comes the Ramah and the glosses. And the Ramah, Moshe Israel, says as follows, Va'al kol panim lo ya'achar zman ha'tfila. Under no circumstances, if you rouse yourself like a lion to greet the morning, Under no circumstances should you delay the Zman Tefila. Don't be late for Zman Tefila. Shad Sibur Mit Palalin. He's quoting the Torah. The Ramaz quoting the Torah. Whatever time that Sibur davens, do not be delayed. Don't be late. Why not? Because, continues, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Because I place God before me consistently and always. This is a great principle of the Torah and of the Maila of the Tzaddik, the high levels of the Tzaddik who walk before God. Because how a person behaves when they are alone in the house, it is not ki yeshivaso utnu asav asakav hulufnei melech gadol. The way you behave or daven at home and your behavior at home and you're by yourself is not like when you're standing before the King of all kings, your Ribono Shel Olam. So if you think you're alone in the house, you're going to behave differently than if you think you're standing before a great king. Velo diburo v'harchavas piv kirtzono v'hu im anshe besu kravav kidiburo b'moshav ha-melech. And the way you speak in your house amongst your loved ones and your family is not how you're going to speak when you are before a great king. Call Shekane, how much more so? Because Yasim Adam El Libo, when a person internalizes in their heart, Shah Malach Gado Kodesh Baruchu, Asher Malo Kol Arts Kivodo, Omeda Love, Verobe Masav. How much more so if you were standing before a great king, a king of the earth, Habasar Vadam, your speech and your behavior would not be like it is when you are comfortable in your home? How much more so when you contemplate in your heart that the great king of Kodesh Baruchu, that the whole world is filled with his glory, is standing upon you and sees your deeds, Kemosha Namar, like the Pasuk says, Im Yisasar Ishbim Mistarim V'ani Lor Anu Nuhum Hashem. If a man hides in hidden places, does he think I can't see him, says Hashem? So when you contemplate that Hashem is watching you and you're never alone, Miyad Yagil Elav Hayira. Immediately you will have a sense of reverence, awe before Hashem, V'hahachna'a B'pachal Hashem. You will be humbled. And you will have a sense of fear before our Ribono Shel Olam, Mubishto Mimenu Tamid. And you will be embarrassed before him always. You always have a sense of boshes panim. Velo yisbayish mipnei bnei adam. I'm still in the Ramah. Velo yisbayish mipnei bnei adam. And you will not be embarrassed before basar v'dam. When you recognize Hashem is always watching you, when you wake up, liskaber ka'ari la'amod b'boker, you should be misorer the shachar. The shachar should not be misorer you. Don't wait for the morning to wake you up. You wake up in the morning, and you will not be embarrassed before your fellow men. Hamaligim alav b'avodas Hashem yisbrach. Don't be embarrassed before those who mock you in your service of God. Gam b'hatznei alachas. Walk with modesty. U'bishachvo amishkavo. And when you lay down on your bed, yeida lefnehi mihu shochev. So not only should you be aware of who you're serving when you wake up, but when you lay down, you should also be aware of who you're serving. U'miyad sheyo'er mishneso yakum. Don't press the snooze button. And what, immediately, miyad, when you wake up, get up right away. U'miyad sheyo'er mishneso yakum. The minute you wake up from your sleep, jump out of bed. I'm not in such a madriga. I'm just telling you what the Ramah says. Bizrizus, with alacrity, la'avodas baris barach v'yisala, to, he's quoting the Torah, with great alacrity to serve your Creator, may his babe be blessed and exalted. So how do we begin? And now, what are we quoting from? The Shulchan Aruch is a magnum opus of halacha. It tells you all the halachas of living your life as a Jew. But the beginning is a Musar Vart. The beginning is telling you, yiskaber ka'ari la'amad baboker. Why are we going here? Because what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema omer? Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, you should be as kanemer, Kal Kanesher Ratzkitzvi, you saw it on the frescoes in the Shulchan Krashnik, the Gibor Ka'ari. You must be a Gibor like an Ari, and that is the first codification of halacha in the life of a Jew. Yiskaber Ka'ari La'amud Baboker. Wake up like a lion to stand up, to rouse the morning. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? So we've quoted Rav Yosef Kar, the Shulchan Aruch, then the glosses of the Ramah of Moshe Esoles, and it's very famous. Rav Yosef Kar published his, which is the Sfardi Psiske Halacha, in the 1500s, same time that the Ramah, which is the Ashkenazi Piskei Halacha, instead of making two separate codifications of Jewish Halacha and a sign of tremendous Achdus and Ahavas Yisrael, it's compiled under one magnum opus work, if you will, the Ashkenazim Paskin like the Ramah. Obviously ask your Rav, don't Paskin anything by yourself, and the Sfardim Paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. And along comes the Mishnah Berurah, which is the great Chavetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir Kohen Kagan of Radin. And the Mishnah Berurah teaches as follows. What does it mean, la'avodas bro? Rouse yourself like a lion for service of your Creator. Ki l'kach nivra ha'adam. For this purpose man was created. Kemosha amar ha'kosuf, like the Pasuk says, kol ha'nikri b'shmiu l'kvod dibarasiv. Everything that is called in my name and for my honor, I created. Va'af im yashienu yitzra b'choref. Vomar, eich tamo beboker ki akar gadal. It might be that in the winter, Your evil inclination is going to tell you, how could you get up? It's so cold outside. It's so dark when the alarm clock goes off in the winter. Why are you getting up so early? Oh, yashenu b'kayitz. And in the summer, he also has a trick. Lomar, eich tamo mimi toscha. How could you get up from your bed? He's going to say in the summer. Adayin lo savata mishna secha. You didn't sleep enough. So in the winter, he says, it's too cold. How could you get up? In the summer, he says, you need more sleep. How could you get up? Yisgaber alav. You have to be a gibor over him, like the lion. Va'al yishmo. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to who? The HR. The Yachshov Benafsho, and you should think in your soul, Idu Hayah Nitzrach La'amol D'Sharis Tufnei Melech Basar V'Dam. You should think to yourself, if I had an appointment this morning, an important appointment with a person of flesh and blood, whether it's an important doctor's appointment that I waited 4 months to get, or it's at the embassy, or it's a government appointment, or it's a king of flesh and blood, how on guard and how much alacrity would I have to get up early? I would need to prepare. You need to take a shower. You need to put on your makeup. You need to put on nice clothing. You need to make sure you have all your notes prepared. You need to leave time for traffic. You need to get there and somebody think I'm going to sleep in when I have such an important appointment. Call Shekain, call the Chomer, Ben Benosha, call the Chomer. How much more so? All the more so, how much more so? Lifnei Melech Malchim, Lachim Akosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to an appointment, every single day we have an appointment with the Ribono Shel Olam, the King of all kings, may his name be blessed. And therefore, how do we wake up? Yiskaber Ka'ari. Okay. So first of all, it's a shkacha that happens to me. My son, I had no idea. I knew he was coming to pick some things up. I literally, my husband said to me before I started shiur, what time is Arya coming? I said, I have no idea. You could text him. And he walked. When his mom, the pictures are on the screen and telling you about my son being in Krasnik. Okay, fine. Okay. Last week, we spoke about this Mishnah and Yehuda ben Tema. And then the next thing I learned was Friday morning. Last Thursday night, after shiur, I finished up from shiur, cleaned up the kitchen, did this and that. The next thing I learned was Friday morning. Friday morning, okay, it was the next time I was learning after a Thursday night shiur, and I was eating my breakfast. So I picked up Avigdor Miller. Is that so? Torah Avigdor. It's unbaracious. Okay, you see the Sefer? Not the conscious of the week, the Sefer. I don't know. Sometimes I read Rabbi Laura Jonathan Sachs. Sometimes I make on Friday my Arab Shabbos phone calls. Sometimes I prepare for Nachum chapter of Tehillim. I don't know why. I just happen to pick up this Sefer. No particular reason. I'd open up to Vayichi. And I start reading this. And I'm like, wow, this is Friday morning. It's the first thing I learned after Shir last week. I said, you know, this really relates to our Mishnah of last night, the last thing I taught. So, and it gets even better, because after a couple pages, Avigdor Miller actually quotes the Mishnah that we're learning. So then I said, oh my gosh, that's not a sign of Shemayim, I don't know what it is. The first thing I pick up to learn after a shir on this Mishnah happens to be Avigdor Miller, and it happens to be that he's talking about the Mishnah we learned last night that I just taught. I don't think it's an accident. Parshas Vayichi, strength of character. Avigdor Miller points out something very interesting on this Mishnah. I'm going to preempt it and tell you. A namer, a nesher, a tzvi, an ari. Be strong-willed as a leopard, fleet as an eagle, swift as a deer, mighty as a lion. Why doesn't the Mishnah say you should be like a sheep? You should be like a lamb. You should be like a goat. First of all, they're all kosher animals. Second of all, they're all docile animals. Very interesting. I'm being compared to a treif animal. That's how I should. And the Shulchan Aruch codifies it as halacha. The first words of the Shulchan Aruch are yiskaber ka'ari. I should be a lion? Lion's a treif animal. Why do you want me to be like a lion? An eagle, it's not kosher. It's an ovdoresh. It's a clawing bird. Any clawing, C-L-A-W-I-N-G. Any ovdoresh, see the Ramban, it's so beautiful. You ingest the midas achzari of a clawing bird, an ovdoresh. You can't eat those kind of birds. They're cruel. They kill other birds. They're doing their tafke, but we don't eat them. So why am I Avodas Hashem? Should I be like these animals? I should be like a lion? I'm not allowed to eat a lion. A lion's treif. So what's going on here? So Avigdor Miller, it's Parshas Vayichi, right? Last week said it was Vayichi. This coming with Kishamos. He's talking about Birkas Yaakov. And it's very interesting that if you look on Birkas Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed, which is Perek Mem Tes, a Bereishis, blesses the Shvatim. And what does he bless them? You should be like these wild animals. What kind of blessing is that for a fine yid? Yehuda went down. Ves Yehuda shalach lefanav lahoras lefanav geshona. He sends Yehuda down to set up a yeshiva. Yehuda's a nice yeshiva boy. He should be a lion? finds a treif, not kosher, cruel, clawing, king of the jungle. So Yehuda is a king, but you can compare it to something else and still make him the king. I got to Rav Victor Miller. No, mamish, I promise. Last night we had shir, I finish up, upload to Hayi Torah, clean up the kitchen, make the meals for the next day, take care of whatever needs to be taken care of. Wake up the next morning, Baruch Hashem, daven, sit down to eat my breakfast, pick up the sefer, and what's he talking about? Our Mishnah, is that normal? When Yaakov Avinu said, there's a special shkacha to this Pirkei Avos shir, by the way. When Yaakov Avinu sat up on his deathbed in order to praise his sons and to bless them for the last time, we note something very strange. We find that he compared the Shvatim to some of the most dangerous animals. Animals that make a man's hair stand on end, says Rav Victor Miller. Everyone knows a snake is one of the most abhorrent creatures. Some people even feel like vomiting when they see a serpent. And the wolf? And the lion? They are certainly not beloved creatures. And yet when Yaakov Avinu is giving these blessings to his children, in Birkas Yaakov, you know, the final will and testament, it's spiritual savah, the last brachas, Father bless me, bracheni avi, we find it's these animals that Yaakov chose to identify with his children. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda is a lion cub. Now, to compare a tzaddik to a lion is something we do not do. And it's very interesting, of all the animals listed in the Mishnah, Namar Nesher Tzvi Ari, the Shulchan Aruch codifies that we should be like an Ari. That's what we should be like. Yiskaber Kari, it's clearly a paraphrase of the Mishnah. Gibar Ka'ari, Yiskaber Ka'ari, it's the same Mashem. So what did Yaakov say? Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda's a lion cub. Now compare a tzaddik to a lion? That's something we don't do. We're afraid of lions. It's not a kind-hearted creature. It's not a humble creature. A lion's not a kosher animal. It's tummy. You can't offer a lion as a carbon on the Mizbeach. You can't eat a lion. So why didn't Yaakov say Yehuda should be a sheep or a calf? Why is Yehuda Gur Aryeh? Or at least an ox, he could have said. Yisachar is an ox. Yisachar chamar gorem relveitz tachas med habishpatayim. Relveitz ben mishpatayim. He crouches between the boundaries. Vayet shichmol isbol. He bends his shoulder to bear the burden of Torah. Okay. No, Yaakov looked at Yehuda as a lion. Gur Aryeh. You should be like a lion. Then there's Binyamin. Binyamin. How beloved is Binyamin? He doesn't want Binyamin to go down to Egypt. What's going to happen if Binyamin goes down? I already lost Yosef. I lost Rachel. I'm not in that order. I lost Rachel. I lost Yosef. I'm going to lose Binyamin also. He doesn't want to let Binyamin go. Binyamin's the Ben Zakunim. Nafsho Kshura Benafsho. How could I send Binyamin down? Why did Yaakov wish upon Sheva Binyamin? Yaakov compares him to a wolf. Binyamin Za'ev Yitrof. You know what Taref is? When we say something's Treif. Treif really means, Basar Basad, the Treif Alo Socheilu, the Kalv Tashlichun Oso. The last Pasuk of Perach Chav Beis Mishpatim. Might be Chav Beis Gimel, Lamed. Chav Beis Lamed and Mishpatim. Basar Basad, the Treif Alo Socheilu, the Kalv Tashlichun Anche Kodesh Tiyunli. Ubasar basada treva lo socheilu lakav tashlichun oso. Treva really means torn to shreds. Yaakov Avinu says torof taraf bini. We use it to mean not kosher. Treva is something that's torn up in the field, an animal that hasn't been shechted. It's torn by another lion. So what does he say about Binyamin? Binyamin ze'ev yitraf. Binyamin is a hungry wolf that tears its prey. A wolf is not a complimentary title, you know. If you would inquire about a shidduch for your daughter, and you're told the boy is like a wolf, it means no shidduch. I'm not making this up. Rav Victor Miller, I think it's unintentional, but has a certain degree. When I read them, I sometimes not laugh like ha ha ha. It tells it over in a real way of chochma with a sarcastic has the wrong implication also. He has a degree of humor. If you would inquire about a shidduch for your daughter and you're told the boy is like a wolf, it means no shidduch. It's off. Why did Yaakov Avinu compare the beloved son to a tzaddik? Binyamin the tzaddik to a wolf. We would never say such a thing. And Dan, what about Dan? A poisonous serpent lying on the road. A snake? You might call a traitor a snake. Someone who betrays you, you would call a snake. What does a snake bring to mind? The Nachash in the Garden of Eden. Maybe a sinister fellow with hateful attributes. If a man would describe a neighbor to you and say, you know my neighbor, Dan, he's a poisonous serpent. You had a certain picture, you would stay far away. And we find that tzaddikim are being praised with these models. Lion, wolf, serpent. What's going on here? Never does Yaakov compare them to a lamb, to a sheep, to a cow. Cows keep their head down all day. They chew their cud. They eat some hay. That's all they do. No, a wild, fierce animal is what the Shvatim are compared to. And these are remarkable comparisons. And they're intended for us to study and understand what Yaakov Avinu is telling us. What does Ribbono Shel Olam want for us? Why does Yehuda Ben Tema say you should be like these animals? Maybe you should be as bald as a, I don't know. Well, you're going to see. The problem is that cow's not bald and neither is a goat. But what are we meant to learn from the fact that we are compared to these animals? Mamash codified as halacha. It's not just a Mishnah anymore. No, I don't mean not just a Mishnah. It goes beyond the teaching of the Tana as codification of halacha. Yisgaber ka'ari. So what are we talking about? And you saw that I have more pictures of Krashuk that I want to show you, but I don't want to take too much time with the pictures. But you could see the ruins and you could still see the frescoes. You can make out the Ari. You can make out the Nesher. And this is such a powerful Mishnah that this is what they chose to rouse the Yidden and Krashnik to come daven in the base Knesset, where my son and the soldiers daven Marv. Now, when we study these descriptions, we should ask ourselves, what's the common denominator between all these animals? The tzad hashavach shabenehen. No, tzad hashava, like shava, equal. The tzad hashava shabehen. Shabahen. Tzad hashaveh shabahen. The reason I'm saying it wrong is because it's English transliterated. It's not written in Lashon HaKodesh letters. The tzad hashaveh shabahen. What is equal about all of these animals? What is there in common between the lion, the ari, the wolf, the snake? Now you could say one thing in common, shekein darkan lahazik. They are dangerous animals. If you see a lion, you better run away. If you see a wolf, my daughter said when they did Yam L'Yam, last year she was in seminary, and before Pesach they did Yam L'Yam, amazing. They started with their foot in the Kinneret, and they ended with their foot in the Mediterranean Sea. For 3 days they slept outside, hiked, same backpack. She said it was one of the most amazing experiences of her life. So like Avram, they walked the country from east to west, started with the foot in the Kinneret, up and down the hills, Meron, mountains, and ended with the foot in the Mediterranean. She said at night they could hear the coyotes howling. What is there in common? They are kain darkan lahazik. They are dangerous animals. What makes them darkan lahazik, says Rav Avigdor Miller? They have in them the quality of vigor, the midah of energy. And Shulchan Aruch tells us, based on the Mishnah and the teaching of Yehuda ben Tema, it's not interesting that Yehuda ben Tema's name is Yehuda, and he's the one who teaches you should be a gibor ka'ari, and Yehuda is an ari, as blessed by Yaakov Avinu. That's what's codified in the halacha. The midah of energy. It's the energy by which they do certain things. And it's the quality of energy, of vigor, that Yaakov wanted to see in the Bnei Yisrael. And so we begin to see that when I'm reading this, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this really relates. I didn't even get up to the party already. Davka quotes the Mishnah outright, but I'm eating my breakfast. I don't remember what I had for breakfast last Friday morning. I think I had a sandwich then toasted with peanut butter and sliced banana. And I'm reading this and I'm like, organic peanut butter, organic banana on a whole wheat sandwich. Said, very good, try it. And I'm reading this, I'm like, you know, this really sounds like the Mishnah that I just taught last night. Because the Mishnah talks about a Namer, a Nesher, a Tzvi, Ari, and like Rabbi Victor Miller speaking about. And so we begin to see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks over a sea of mankind, there are billions of people that fill this planet. And he says, who is the one who will serve me best? Who is the one who will find most favor in my eyes? It's the energetic ones that find the most favor in his eyes. What does it tell us about Avram Avinu when he was going to that Kedar? Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Vayachavoshes Chamaro. Vayivakai Eitz La'ola. Vayikachashneina Arav Imo. Vayasiyatzak Beno. He woke up early in the morning. And what does Rashi say early in the morning? This is Dari's the mitzvah. He didn't sleep in. He didn't try and push off that Kedar. He woke up early. It's not what we would have thought. We might point it to the quiet little tzaddik in the corner who doesn't talk, who doesn't get involved in things. He just sits in the corner quietly. Maybe that man, you would think, the nice, quiet fellow, he's mild and easygoing. That's Hashem's man. But Hashem says, no, that's not italicized the man I'm looking for. I have a place for that quiet man in the world to come, certainly. I will reward him for being Noach Lebrios. Noach Lebrios. Easygoing, soft, doesn't get hot-headed. He gets along with everybody. He's a kind-hearted man, a fine, quiet fellow. It's wonderful. But he's not going to be the most successful Eved Hashem. He's not going to become the great. He's not going to be the Gibor. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? I'm looking for people who will do something in this world, who will be energetic to accomplish, people who will stand strong for Dvar Hashem. When I send you down to this world, says Hashem, you are an emissary and you have a purpose. So we have to pay close attention now to the models that Yaakov Avinu wanted for the Bnei Yisrael. Because it gives us a clue of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, says Rav Avigdor Miller. Yaakov is not only talking to his 12 sons, he's revealing to us the secrets of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from all of us. What we're learning now is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people who are strong, not weak. The eagle, vulture, the nesher, is one of the most majestic and strong. I mentioned it's an oaf de race. They're incredibly beautiful. If you see Aryeh, he must have left. If you've ever seen the eagle swoop down during the salmon spawn, when the bears are standing in Alaska eating the salmon, the eagles swoop down from the heavens and with their claws, they scoop up a salmon and take it up to their nest. There's an eagle called, this is what I wanted to confirm with my son, I think it's called a harpy eagle. Are you aware of this eagle? They can snatch, monkeys out of their nests in the treetops. If you've ever seen a video, it's unbelievable. Your mama see this bird, and in its talons, it's carrying a baby monkey. A monkey, a chimpanzee. Google it if you're interested. It's unbelievable. So what does Hashem want from us? That's what he wants. He wants someone who is strong-willed. He wants us to be strong and not weak. In Avodas Hashem, you have to be very strong. You have to be very strong. I'm not talking about physically. It's not how big your muscles are. How much you weightlifted that day. If you look like a bodybuilder, you need to be spiritually very strong to be an Eved Hashem. Very strong. Yosef needed to be very strong to resist Eshes Potiphar. If you know anything about the lion, remember he's the king of the jungle, says Rav Avigdor Miller. And Hashem likes tzaddikim, like Yehuda, that are like lions. A lion's not afraid of anybody. Not afraid of anybody, says Rav Avigdor Miller. That's how we have to be in our Avodas Hashem. Do you remember what the Ramah says? I read it to you before. V'lo yisbayish mipnei bnei adam hamalgim alav b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. Don't be, he's going to say, the little shapsula. Don't be, says the Ramah, embarrassed before people who make fun of you, who mock you in your service of God. You have to have pachad before Hashem yisbarach. Ubashto mimenu tami. The only one you should fear is the Ribono Sholem. The only one you should feel shame in front of, Ebusha, is the Ribono Sholem. Hashem likes tzaddikim like lions. Don't be afraid of anybody. And it's not only the lion that Yaakov Avinu wanted to see in his descendants. Binyamin ze'ev yitrof. Binyamin is a hungry wolf that tears apart his prey. Avdei Hashem, says Rav Avigdor Miller, have to be angry, vicious, like wolves. When the time comes to tear their prey, they do it. How would you ever win over your Yetzer Hara? Ever. If you're not a wolf who can tear him apart, you would never win over your Yetzer Hara. Ever. You would do every schmutz-filled, usher thing in the world if you didn't tear your Yetzer Hara apart from time to time. You have to destroy ubi'ar tahara mikrabech, the Torah says. When there's wickedness in your midst, you have to destroy it. Who's going to slay the ir hanidacha? So I know it never happened. Davar shalo haya, lo yeah. But the Torah puts it there to teach you something. When it comes to ir hanidacha, so you don't want to say, oh, you're such nice people. Let's talk over a glass of wine. You go and you kill them. Never happened, never will be. But Rabbi Avigdor Miller is saying that a person needs to have tremendous tenacity of a lion, of a leopard, the boldness of a leopard. Don't be embarrassed in Avodas Hashem. A servant of Hashem, it cannot be a weakling. He's a fighter. He'll tear his prey apart when he has to. And don't forget Dan, Shififon Alei Orach, a serpent on the path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Tzadikim to be poisonous like a snake. And Eved Hashem has to have a poison to him, which means a poison of energy. And then, now he quotes the Mishnah. And I thought, this is in us, coming from the Baal Shalom direction. I don't know what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants real energetic tzaddikim, not lamalach. You have to be active, strong, confident, resolute, and even poisonous. You need to have a certain poison. When there's something that has to be done, you got to do it. The man who is a servant of Hashem is a zeris, a mover, a doer. It doesn't say to Yehuda, Heve gibor kiseh. You should be a courageous person like a lamb. It doesn't say ke'egel, like a calf. No. The Mishnah says, I'm quoting, Have a gibra ka'ari la'aso ritzon avicha shabashamayim. The Mishnah says, be strong like a lion, says Pirkei Avos, to fulfill the will of Hashem. And that's what Yaakov's telling his children. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Bnei Yisrael. They should be strong, courageous, and energetic in the service of Hashem. Every generation maybe says the same thing. I don't know. I feel like because of the things that are available on technology, we live in a time where the Yetzer is stronger than ever. Because things that used to be difficult to access, that no Jew should be looking at, certainly no Torah personality should be looking at, are accessible to everybody all the time, everywhere. So I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the Yetzer Hara is stronger than it ever was. Because these things are so accessible to us. And if everyone around you is reading these things, doing these things, looking at these things, you need to be like an eagle / vulture to lift, fly away from the crowd. It's not so easy to fly away from the crowd. You need to be bold as a leopard. Have you ever seen in nature documentaries the leopard? The leopard's one of the only big cat. What does the leopard do with his prey after he makes a kill? He drags it up to the tree. The other big cats have a problem because the hyenas move in and they often have to fight and they may even lose their kill after they finally manage to succeed to make a kill. A leopard drags, it has very strong jaws and it could drag things much greater than its weight up a tree and it stores its kill up a tree. So the leopard moves away from the crowd. The bird soars above the crowd. The tzvi runs away with tremendous speed from the crowd. And the Ari is the king of the crowd. There's a measure of distinction in each of these animals. And that's what a Yid needs to be, distinct. I would propose to say that it's not unreasonable to say that it's harder today than it ever was. Because the Yetzer Hara wasn't so readily available like it is today. You couldn't access things, even you could, but it was much harder. Today it's not hard at all. The Yetzer has made it so easy for us. Everything is available. You need the midos of a lion and of a leopard, not kosher. Don't be a shepsa. Here we go. It's a very important lesson we're learning here, says Rav Miller. Of course, the Am Yisrael is also compared to sheep. Yes, va'aten tzoni tzon marisi in Yechezkel. You are my flock. You are the sheep of my flock. We're compared to kosher sheep. We have the good qualities of a sheep. We're quiet, we're humble, we're submissive. Absolutely, we have these midos. My parents used to have, when I was younger growing up, they called it a cottage. In Canada, it's called a cottage. It's like a summer home, about an hour away. And before it was developed all along the way, we would drive up there. And whenever we would pass the farms where there was sheep or lamb, they're always doing the same thing. If you've ever seen a flock of them in the field, their heads are always down. They're always looking down, just eating the grass. That's what they're doing. That's not a lion. That's a modest, unassuming, quiet, humble, submissive animal. The Am Yisrael have these good midos. But you need the ability to rise to the occasion and embrace the qualities in these wild animals. Energy, vibrance, power, and action. And the Shulchan Aruch does not say that you should be like a sheep in the morning. It's interesting. It's a codification of halacha. You want to know you should be in the morning? A lion. Be a Yehuda. Be an Aryeh. Gibor Ka'ari. And a Yid has to know when to use which midah. When do you need to be quiet, humble, and submissive? And when do you need to be courageous like a lion, poisonous like a serpent, clawing and tearing like a wolf? And it's important to note the following, says Rabbi Victor Miller. You'll notice something interesting when you study these animals. Oh, I just realized something that is so funny. Yehuda, Aviva Hach's grandson, who's having a bar mitzvah, which her niece is sponsoring, is Yehuda. Aviva Hach, when you listen to the recording, this is, didn't write your bar mitzvah speech yet. Now, it's important to make note of the following. You'll notice something interesting when you study these animals, says Rav Victor Miller. You might be impressed by their energy and how dangerous they might be. But the truth is, when a lion sees a man, he prefers to hide. Unless he needs food to survive or to protect himself or his territory, he goes to the side. He's not going to fight with you if you don't fight with him. If you start out with the wild animals, they're going to defend their young or their territory or their kingdom. That's absolutely true. Or their kill, their prey. But he doesn't look for trouble just for trouble's sake. Snakes also, they don't want you in their path. If you step on a snake, you've attacked it. That's something else. But if you don't step on him, you leave him alone, he's going to leave you alone. But otherwise, they try and avoid people. And a wolf also, they're not interested in people. So once again, the tzad hashava, the equal aspect between these animals, the common denominator, they're energetic, they're full of life, but they know when to use their energy as needed. Only if you instigate or try to subdue them. The Gemara says in Sukkah 52b, but it might be 52a. Nun Beis. B'chol yom v'yom yitzhar sh'adar misgaber olav. Each and every day the yitzhar tries to take you down. So you have to know when to rise up against the yitzhar. You need to know when you need to poison. When to poison him. When you instigate or try to subdue them, if you get too close and they feel threatened, that's when these animals and their nature asserts themselves. So it's true, sometimes Klal Yisrael needs to be like a sheep. You need to have the humility, the quiet, unassuming nature. Keep your head down and stay out of trouble like a sheep. On the other hand, one second, I lost the paper here. It's right here. On the other hand, you also need to know that in Yehuda, in his brachos, Yaakov in his brachos, does not bless the shvatim that they should be like a sheep or a goat or a cow. I just thought of something also. You could say the Alchem knew this from personal experience. Because when he was on the river Yabok at the end of Periklam of Bez and Bereshis, Vayavek ish imo at alos hashachar, a man wrestles with him until the morning dawn. I was just thinking of something, but I don't think it works. A man wrestles with him. Yaakov doesn't say, thank you so much for coming. Let's have a conversation. Let's sit down. Can I make you a cup of tea? You want to see what's in my little jugs that I went back for? I'll go home. You're right. No. What does he do? He rises up and he fights the whole night. And this is what Yaakov Avinu wanted to impart to the Bnei Yisrael, not only the Shvatim around his deathbed, but all of us. The teaching of Yehuda ben Tema. A Yid has to know. Yehuda ben Tema does Yehuda, his name is Yehuda, which is the Aryeh. Doesn't say you should paint on the wall of your shawl, you should be a sheep. As kinamer, you need to be bold like a leopard. Stand out from the crowd. You need to know that you need to schlep your kill up the tree. Move away from everybody else when everybody else is in such a state of tumah. Kal Kanesher, soar above the crowd. Do what's right because it's right. Don't worry about what all the other birds are going to say, what everyone down there is going to say. Just soar up in your Avodas Hashem. Ratz Kitzvi, run fast in your Avodas Hashem. Don't sleep in. Get up and run with your day. And finally, V'gibor Ka'ari, and you must be courageous like a lion. And that's the first codification of Halacha. Yisgaber Ka'ari, La'amad Baboker, La'avodas Boro, Shehehu Me'ora Shachar. So I'll be honest, Michal Arutz presses a snooze button. Once usually, mostly because the bus is coming, so we got to get up even though it's dark and early. So I will tell you that Shira's probably going to be on my mind a lot tomorrow morning. I don't know. I'm not making any promises. At least it should be on my mind. I should have a machshava. Mishnah Berurah says, in the winter, your HR is going to say, it's so cold, how could you get up? I'm very human, Malki Sultan. And in the summer, it's going to say, you didn't sleep enough. Why are you getting up? You must overcome him and don't listen to him. And you have to remember that you are serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. You saw the pictures in the Shul in Krasnik. Let me just see something. I showed you most of them. Here you could see. Oh, I showed you this picture already. No, it's a different picture. Which picture am I showing you? Do you see the place where the Aron Kodesh stood, the hall for the Sefer Torah, the cutout, and over there is the Aseres HaDibros? Yes or no? Yeah? And you see that the soldiers seem to have hung up some flags. So, Midar Dar, from the time of Yehuda ben Tema, generation to generation, Yidden remembered, Yidden were inspired by the truism of this Mishnah. There's times to be a sheep, but there's also times to be as courageous, as tenacious, as poisonous, as victorious, as a snake, as a wolf, and like a lion. So what I said in the beginning of this year is also very important. It's not lip service when I thank the sponsors. Without every single one of you, past, present, future, we would not have this year, really. So I have tremendous akarsa to him, and it's on behalf of the klal. It's on behalf of all the people who enjoy and learn these divrei Torah, and hopefully are inspired to greater heights in our avodas Hashem. It's in all of your zechuyos. So I thank Neil Gittleman, MD, and Associates, Piatrix, Lakewood, New Jersey, and Marilyn Gittleman, who are sponsoring the Zechonish Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, Zichrono Levracha, and Branya Bastov, Alal Sham, and a big mazel tov to Aviva Hach, who will hopefully listen to the recording, by her niece, Michal Franco, all the way from Eretz Yisrael, who wishes you a big mazel tov on the bar mitzvah of your grandson, Yehuda. And thanks you for all that you do for the family and for Klal Yisrael. Bezor Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you so much. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.